if the police have done something good, the IGP would have taken credit for it. So, it should be said about the police not doing what is expected of them, and the IGP should be held responsible. If you recall, when the president was appointing the IGP, he made Ghanaians believe what he has to offer, and that is why he's being recalled from retirement or giving some additional years for him to. The fact is that Ghanaians are not safe, and there's nothing being proven by his administration. That means it brought it down a little. As we speak with you now, 1 year down the line, this fine gentleman of an IGP has come to meet crimes that are, moving up in the day as policemen being shot and killed, people's cars being snatched at gunpoint, armed robbery all over. And all that we hear from them is an assurance that we are going to solve it. And it's getting out of hand.
But none from your prime minister, none of the IGPs under President Mahama was sacked despite the sense of insecurity that confronted Ghanaians at various times during his administration. But you want Mr. Asante Appiah to be sacked without delay. And I just received a message asking whether you have a personal problem with the IGP.
Not at all. I won't have a personal problem. Like I said, he's a celebrity. We have something to celebrate about him. But the point is that his administration has proven to be ineffective when it comes to combating crime. Are you safe as a journalist sitting where you are?
That was former Deputy Minister Joseph Yamin. An expert in peace and security studies at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, LESIAD, Dr. Ken Ahosu, has suggested the IGP bows out to make way for a fresh blood to take over. Speaking on Behind the News, he said it's about time governments tap into the expertise of former heads of security agencies to deal with the crime situation. Dr. Ahosu called on government to make appropriate investments into the police service. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng.
I want to emphasize that we should bury our pride, and we should call those who have worked in certain positions how they have done it in the past and learn from them. You don't give a police, for example, a Corolla to fight an armed robber. So the sort of things that we must become what? Professional now. We must be what? Up and doing with now. We must, if we are concerned about security, we must invest in the right gear. We must invest in the right gear for the police. Either than that, they are no match for what? The armed robbery. The spirit of the police service has to be raised.
And what should government do to reverse the situation?
People who have the right qualifications, people who have the right spirit, they must be appointed to positions irrespective of who they are and where they come from.
So right now, Doug, you are alleging nepotism and favoritism.
It's likely this is what is weakening the spirit of the court, the cohesion or that what I call spontaneous legit of police leadership. What we have to do is that you don't wait as a what, an IGP or a director of National Security Council until crime started what happening in this way before you react. So there must be contingency plans that we have this amount of population, we have roads passing here and there and there, and this type of people coming into the country, and for that matter. So you plan ahead of what? Incidences before they happen.
So would you say the IGP has failed in his mandate?
In my humble opinion, the IGP has failed and he has outlived his usefulness, and once he's on retirement, he must go.
An expert in peace and security studies at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Ken Ahosu.